The U.S. is temporarily easing restrictions on the transfer of money to Iran to make it easier for Americans to aid the earthquake recovery there. The Treasury Department announced that move this afternoon. The arrival of supplies and workers is ongoing in the devastated region around the city of Bam. Hope of finding survivors is fading, and relief workers are focusing on housing, food, and medical needs. Roxana Saberi is Tehran correspondent for the news service Feature Story News. She arrived in Bam this morning, where she says many people are now living in tents.
There's just not a lot left in Bam. I mean, they say 80 to 90% of the city was destroyed, but there are still some buildings that are remaining. But some people who were living in the tents, they told me, you know, we hope to go back and live in the place where we used to live. We just want to rebuild it, although they're not sure how and they're not sure when. But then other people are a lot less certain.
With all of the relief workers who are there now, is there sort of a little micro city that's being established to provide relief supplies, medicine, food, shelter, that sort of thing?
It is, exactly. They call it the international camp, where people from, I think, more than 30 countries have come in, from Africa, Asia, and today also two American teams arrived at the camp.
Yeah, tell us about that. This is obviously a big thing there. There are no diplomatic ties between the United States and Iran. What was the reception when they came?
That's right, and there haven't been diplomatic ties since just after Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979. When the two teams arrived today, one is from Fairfax County, Virginia, and one's from Boston. There are about 140 members. They were greeted by Iranians, what appeared to be quite a warm reception. Some members of the Revolutionary Guards greeted the Americans with flowers and also gifts that they said they presented to all the teams from different countries. And America was just one of these teams. They said this has no greater significance. At least one of the members of this Revolutionary Guards group told me this. But the Americans also accepted this quite warmly.
It's been just about 6 days now since this earthquake hit. And there are still scattered reports coming out about people being found alive in the rubble. Have you been able to confirm any of those stories?
Yeah, I heard that four people were found in Bam today who were still alive, although it's not certain whether they're going to survive or not, which is quite surprising because they say that the magic number is 72 hours, that 3 days is usually the longest period of time somebody is going to survive. So news like this and news a couple days ago they found a baby still alive is quite surprising.
The numbers are estimated to be rising even higher, possibly 40,000, even some say 50,000 people killed there in Bam. And if those numbers hold up, that would be almost half of the original population. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. They said the population, there are different estimates from 80,000 to 100,000. They said that 28,000 have been buried so far. 40,000 was the last official figure killed, not only in Bam, but also in the area. And they said that the UN is saying that about 30,000 have been injured, and they're still finding corpses, although not as many as in the recent days past.
Given that toll, is anybody giving much thought to what becomes of Bam, or is it just too soon to even think that far ahead?
Yeah, they have been focusing on more immediate needs so far, such as getting people into tents and getting them food and supplies. But they're also starting the assessment phases to see how can they look at long-term solutions for these people. How can they get them first into some kind of transitional temporary housing and then back on their feet permanently?
And it sounds like a lot of the people who did survive have decided not to stick around, but they've headed out if they could.
Yeah, a lot of them did head out to other cities, other places where they may have had relatives. And who knows how many of them will come back in the future.
Ms. Saberi, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Roxana Saberi is Tehran correspondent for the news service Feature Story News. She spoke with us from Bam, Iran.